Juan Pablo here feels like heaven.
Yeah, not so bad.
Spoiler. They went to hell.
Because I pushed them. You have to start this episode because I don't think I'm capable.
Before I watched the episode, my sister was texting me about it. Mm-hmm. And she was like, make sure you talk about the scarves. And I didn't know what she meant. And then I watched it. And when they arrived in Vietnam, everyone was wearing a light cotton scarf, like, wrapped twice around their neck.
Like, where it's, like, really tight around your neck. Like, not drapey at all, but, like...
No, it was drapey and, like, big.
Okay, got it. Like, that's, like, their in-between season.
They probably thought that was, like, Asian.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
An Asian way to dress.
I know what you mean.
Or, like... Or it was like their vacation.
Their
wear.
Vacation
because they were in shorts, mm-hmm. a tank top, and
but then, yeah, they wanted to have some sort of accessory. And they all had the same idea.
They were all, I swear, like 7 out of the 11 were wearing the same outfit.
I feel like you always notice the outfits. I wish I noticed them with you.
I like the fashions. I like to see what dresses they wear.
It's interesting to see, like, sort of, not alternative looks, but, like,
that's I feel what like, I'm looking for.
Like, yeah, like, so, it's interesting to see what sort of alternative looks have made it into the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And can be purchased at Forever 21.
Well, I always like to think about when they were packing, like, because uh-huh. you have to have all your dresses. And I like to think, I'm going to wear this, like, if I make it to week 5.
Yeah.
And this one, like, I don't know. I like to think about that.
So you think they...
I know they have to buy their own dresses. Because I remember one season, a lady got kicked off the first night. Mm-hmm. And she was so pissed. She was like, I spent big dollars coming here. Do you know how many dresses I had to buy?
I mean, so you took that to mean that, like, that was, like, a prerequisite.
Well, they have to have dresses.
Not that she elected to.
They have to buy dresses.
What do you mean?
For the cocktail parties.
I understand that they have to wear a lot of dresses, but they don't have to buy, like...
I wouldn't have that many dresses.
I've never even considered this. I feel like some of those girls just have those dresses.
I think they buy them.
That's so depressing. That really bums me out.
Sorry.
It's okay. Oh, just think about it. Like needing to go dress shopping to be on The Bachelor.
Big dollars.
That is, like, none of those girls should be, like, they don't have that money to spend. If they thought they would make it back with, like, cool endorsements post being on The Bachelor, I feel badly for them.
Yeah, because here's the news. Like, one of you will win, mm-hmm. and you're good. One of you will probably be the next Bachelorette, and you're good. But everyone else, Bachelor Pad got canceled, you're not going to be on Bachelor Pad.
And it wasn't, like, that was not...
No.
That was not a launching pad.
But it was something. Like,
well, it was
you were
a bachelor
still...
pad. That's the only pad it was. Do you think I'm heard from where, like, I'm sitting? Because I'm very comfortable. Yeah, you gotta tilt it. Thank you.
Well,
I'll try to project.
The first date in Vietnam was with Renee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I wrote down this timestamp, but I'm just gonna see what it is.
I think we owe it to ourselves. It's gonna be good.
Renee is so cute. I can't wait to make her enjoy the day and meet the world and see a different culture and eat some weird stuff. It's gonna be a great day for her and for me.
I can't wait. True colors exposed.
Did he say meet the world?
That's not really what I fixated on. I do think he said that, but He's so controlling, I'm realizing.
You think?
Yeah, he likes to, like, force them to experience things, like, on his terms, because he thinks it's important. And he made Charlene sing, and
that's true.
Like, I think he's controlling.
I don't really get that. I sort of feel like he's so bored. And he's just going along with the show.
I mean, he definitely is bored a lot of the time. But I also think he's controlling.
Renee's so cute.
I actually, like, a real turning point has happened for me in that I now hate him and think he's garbage.
Wow.
I just, ugh. He's so, like, patronizing and, like, but, like, is weak. Like, he doesn't want to make, I'm ranting, actually. You have to, like, rein this in because, well, let's just go chronologically.
Okay. They, like, go shopping for their kids' souvenirs.
Uh-huh.
And she was so, like, touched that he wanted to do that. He was like, that's the most obvious thing.
Mm-hmm. It's the only thing you both, the only thing you share, literally.
Yeah. And so they get Camila a little dress and Ben a little hat. And it's a little,
rice paddy hat. And Ben is like 8 or 9, right?
Yeah.
So he's, like, he's too old for this bullshit. Like,
and
he,
like,
he's not going to be wearing that hat.
They're like,
he's going
it's going to be
year.
So funny to put him in this hat.
So funny.
Let's put it on a little white boy and laugh.
White child.
It's
Asian rice paddy hat.
It's hilarious.
Hilarity ensues. Ugh.
Because it's little.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hat.
And poor Renee. Like,
I think she's faking it a little.
I hope so. But, I mean, good for her if she is. Because, like, he's not really pulling his weight at all. He's not meeting her halfway. He's, like, especially bored by her.
Yeah, well, they keep, during the whole day, talking about the date, like,
talking about
it's already over.
Yeah, and talking about how the date is, which, like, I think traditionally with dates, you're not gushing about how good the date is the whole time. You might, like, make one aside.
And you don't...
being like, this is fun. But, like, you should be talking about, like,
other
the things that you're discovering about each other.
And you shouldn't have to say, what was your favorite part of the date?
Yeah.
When it's not even over yet. Mm-hmm. That's... it felt like... like a teacher asking, like, what did you do this summer vacation?
Yeah.
Just, like, really boring.
Did she ask him that, or did he ask her?
I think she asked him. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, it's not over yet.
Yeah. Classic. Non-committal Juan Pablo. They have, like, negative chemistry.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
they didn't kiss yet, and he's like, it's because she has a son.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, which doesn't make any sense, because he's already making out with so many girls.
I mean, I just don't... that, like, that rationale that, like, their offspring are gonna see this...
yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense, because first of all, if you're really worried about protecting... like, shielding your child from that, don't be on the show. Like, don't audition. Don't sign any contracts.
Yeah.
Don't say yes to anything. Just stay out of it. And then, like, okay, so you went through with all of it, and you're on the show now. Like, don't let your kid watch. Like.
Yeah.
Like.
They're young enough, like, their friends aren't going to be, like, watching this when they go over to a play date.
Mm-hmm.
It's, they won't see it unless you show it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Or when they're, like, older and they look it up online.
Yeah. That's pretty, that really is the most embarrassing thing a parent could participate in, I think.
Yeah. My mom was on Joe Millionaire.
She was? No.
My dad was the millionaire.
I remember that. Oh my god, what a beautiful
good
story,
season.
Megan. Wow. You really had me going. I mean, I sort of thought you meant like she was somehow in the back.
In the background of it.
But they don't have extras on reality. Well, they kind of do. Oh my god. There's no excuse for me believing you. How do we bounce back from that? Jesus Christ.
Well, kind of want to skip ahead because that was a good segue into Claire because speaking of Camila, he pulls her aside and is like, what we did last night. Wait, was that in the last episode?
It was in the two-parter. So the last episode.
When they went swimming?
Yeah.
No, it happens in this episode.
Okay.
Because they're on a group date.
Right.
I was just, because I watched it in two parts.
Yeah, no, I'm also very disoriented.
So they go on a group date, Claire's on the group date, and after it's over, she goes to his hotel room, and
I'm
is like...
Laughing. I'm sorry, I'm still laughing about that. I thought your mom was on Joe Millionaire. I just need one more minute. Okay.
Did you watch that show?
I don't know how many seasons there were.
The first one.
I watched the first one.
That was so good.
Zorro one?
Yeah.
That show was crack.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that it was as long running as The Bachelor was.
I loved that. It was evil.
It's hard to sustain, too.
Yeah, because they would suspect.
Yeah. I remember, like, watching that as a, like, youngish person. I don't know if we were in middle school, if we were, like, a little...
Okay. Or younger?
We might have been, like, slightly younger, but I remember, like, watching Zora and Joe Millionaire. What was his name? Evan? I think it was Evan. Anyway, like, I felt like I knew that they didn't have any chemistry.
Yeah, they didn't.
And I don't think I had, like, a full understanding of what that would even mean, but I just, like, on a very, like, sort of basic... level.
Yeah.
I just, like, knew that
she
didn't have it.
I could tell she was, like, too good for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was a classy broad. In the vein of
she was
Charlene.
Like a Charlene.
Yeah.
I remember her liking her a lot.
Yeah, she was pretty.
Her name was really Zora.
Pretty and cool. It was like Zora or Zipporah, but Zipporah
it was not Zipporah.
Zipporah, yeah. No, you're right. Oh, wait, I'm thinking of Schindler's List.
Makes sense. They have a lot of parallels.
The red coat. Right? Is it a red coat or a red umbrella in Schindler's List?
I've never seen it.
You've never seen you might as well.
When would I watch that?
I don't know. I watched it in, like...
Like a weekday night?
I watched
night?
It my senior year of high school in, like, a film class, which is, like, the perfect setting to see it. I don't know. I guess... if it's like on TV, and you'll be like, okay, I'm
doing this now. If I ever see it on TV, I will.
Yeah.
But I feel weird coming home from work, finding it online, and just watching it by myself.
Yeah, like of all the movies you could watch, you're not going to watch that at this point.
It's on my list.
It's okay. Because your list.
Your list is on my list.
It's like Hall & Oates.
I know, but I think
this is gonna be so bad, Megan. It's my fault.
I don't think it's your list is on my list.
I know that it's not, but I thought that, like, I could make fun.
I'm trying to remember what their group date was. They were on boats.
They were, but it all happened really quickly. Like, the main, I think, probably the most eventful moments in it were, like, Andy getting, like, heated. Andy, like, takes this, like, extremely seriously.
I like it.
I like it, too.
She was standing there the whole time, like, with her arms crossed. Mm-hmm. And just, like, so pissed off.
Yeah. She treats it like she's playing, like, capture the flag in gym. But she really does want to win. She's got a competitive nature.
Yeah.
That's becoming clear.
Yeah, she kind of fooled us because she wanted us to think that this isn't her environment.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't belong here.
Yeah.
But she is, like, the perfect person for this show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's just, like, if there's something to be won, she's gonna give it, like, she's gonna, like, give it her all.
And she's, like, good at flirting.
She's such a good flirt.
She's perfect for this. I wonder how she really feels about Juan Pablo, though.
Probably not as strongly as she lets on.
I wrote down Juan Pablo, like, walks them up to the water, and he's like, these little bamboo circles are boats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, classic. They didn't know what a boat was.
They're not as stupid as you are, Juan Pablo. Like,
yeah, like, when he first saw, like, the setup, he's like, well, what are these? Yeah. Bamboo circles.
Uh-huh.
And the producers were like, those are boats.
You're gonna go on them.
Like, oh, okay. I should explain this to the ladies.
It's really lethal. Like, a lethal combination is, like, being dumb, but, like, not realizing that you are, and thinking that you have to explain things to, like, lesser beings.
And then they have to have partners for the boats, and he's like, everyone pick a partner, so they pick their friend, and no one wants to go with Claire, so she gets to go with Juan Pablo.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
It is really funny. And it's also funny that, like, I think a lot of the girls are like, well, I'm not going to win, so I'm going to, like, hang out with my gal pals and, like, be on this boat in, like, Vietnam, and it'll be fun.
Some of them seem to be making good friends.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I like that aspect
mm-hmm.
of the show. We should see more of that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, like, when we saw part of Sean and Catherine's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Leslie.
Yeah.
Was a bridesmaid.
Right. Which, like, I think that must be a real friendship forge, because I don't know why they would, like, pluck her from, like, the archives.
No, I think they were actually friends, because I remember when Leslie went home, Catherine was crying so much.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm pretty sure Catherine was like, they had, like, such a good connection, like, better than mine. Or maybe someone else said that. But they were like, I just don't get it. If he doesn't like Leslie, then I don't know if he would like me.
It's always weird when they're, like, very candid about how the Bachelor feels about other women and aren't necessarily jealous, but they're just, like,
yeah.
very matter of fact.
So weird.
It's unhealthy. So, yeah, not much else happened with the group date other than, like, kind of just setting up that, like, Claire and Juan Pablo got a lot of FaceTime.
Yeah. And they go to like a farm, and this Vietnamese family makes dinner for them.
Right, this.
And this happens.
Oh my god, I forgot all about this.
They hand us a hat and a little straw bowl and a knife, and then they lead us out to their garden, and it's a humongous garden.
Where are we going?
Oh my gosh.
This is a special area.
There's just rows and rows of produce and vegetables and lemongrass and mint and basil and all sorts of yummy stuff. I've never seen anything like this, really. It's a big community and they all work together. And I was telling some of the girls that we should have this back in America.
Oh my god, she's
so cute.
She thinks that it doesn't exist in America.
She doesn't know about farms or like communes.
But yeah, that was so cute. I don't know what
they
else
hand
to
us
say.
A hat and lead us out to a humongous garden and a little knife.
Oh, Cassandra, you're very much 21 years old.
Oh, so young.
She just looked that young.
No, but she acts it.
Yeah.
Then Andy approached him in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And was
yeah,
sort
she
of
like corners, like not corners him, but she.
And he did that thing again, like, you just have to trust me,
mm-hmm.
which he always falls for.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so stupid because you shouldn't trust him. You shouldn't trust The Bachelor because there's like a 90% chance that you're going home.
Yeah. Yeah, the way The Bachelor has to play the game and the way the girls have to play the game are, like, way different. And he just, like, just logistically, you can't be that even-handed with your attention. Like, you're just not, it's just not. He has, like, an obligation to, like, kind of, like, make the round. Like, literally make the round.
Yeah.
In a way that's just, like, not going to be satisfying or fair if you're, like, on the show. Like, for him, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think this is probably the first time I've ever watched this show and felt like it was a really sick thing. Like, I think because it's so manufactured and, like, ridiculous and just, like, cheesy.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't take it seriously or, like, I don't think it's, like, harmful. And I don't, like, think of the people on it as, like, usually, like, having real feelings about what's going on. But I've been, like, a little troubled by
how
things are transpiring.
I'm usually more involved, like, emotionally than this season. For some reason, Juan Pablo is the Bachelor, like, I don't buy,
mm-hmm.
and it's not as fun for me to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I think because, I don't know, like, just think about Sean
mm-hmm.
and Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were so fun to watch.
Brad was the dumbest. Brad was easily the dumbest human being.
He was really dumb, but, like, he seemed really invested, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Charlene said something about, I just need him to see that I'm a panda in a room full of brown bears.
Yeah. Never heard that one. Haven't heard that
one. I think she made that up.
Yeah, and Also, I was wondering, like, did she say panda because she's Asian?
That's what I was wondering.
Which is funny.
So, after the group date is over, they all go back to the hotel. And Claire is like, I'm gonna go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And sneaks out
mm-hmm.
to Juan Pablo's door. And
mm-hmm.
is like, something has been on my bucket list for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to swim in a warm ocean.
Right.
And she wants to do that
uh-huh.
with him.
Which, I mean, I guess she hasn't been on many Caribbean vacations, but I would have thought she'd been on one, like, every year since college. So that was a surprise, slash definitely a lie.
She was lying.
Yeah, that was an outright lie.
This is something that happens every season.
Mm-hmm.
The, like, skinny dipping,
mm-hmm.
sneaking to his hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
I
and
can't
like,
name...
It's, like, it's always the bad girl that does it.
Yeah. And he's always, like, really into it.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I'm pretty sure, had sex in the ocean.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. But she... Okay, so are we gonna... We're gonna go to the... I guess,
yeah.
sequentially, that makes sense. So, the next day... Juan Pablo does a complete 180 and basically tells her when they have alone time that he, like, feels weird about what happened.
Yeah.
When they probably fucked and...
And his daughter will see it, which...
Yeah, which she won't. I mean, now I hope that she does not, but
yeah.
it's very avoidable is the point.
Because they were, like, things got wild
mm-hmm.
in the waves.
Yeah, in the waves.
I was like, what are they doing? And then...
Yeah, he had, like, a really...
When they got out of the water,
mm-hmm.
they were, like, just...
And the way he was talking about it... Oh, yeah, so what happens... Yeah. The next day, he goes on a date, a one-on-one date with Nikki, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, he's, like, gearing
yeah.
up to go on that date, and he's like, I had a great night with Claire.
He's like, I didn't get any sleep
yeah.
last night.
And it's gross and very, like...
Really gross.
Nudge, wink, wink. He's kind of coasting on that feeling. I wish we could skip the Nikki date.
I wrote this down when I was watching it. I said, I really just want to fast forward Nikki's date, but alas.
Yeah.
I can't.
Right. I mean, like... We're being paid to watch The Bachelor and then podcast about it. So, like, we have to do it right.
We have to get every bit down for our sponsors.
That's what's right.
Or else they don't pay us.
Right.
Which is fine.
We can't have that. And we could quickly say that Nikki continues to be very negative.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she tries to, like... brand herself as, like, being, like, just, like, real. But she's just really kind of mean and negative.
Yeah. She's very negative.
And,
She, like, really didn't want to rappel down this
mm-hmm.
cave.
Mm-hmm.
Which I understand. It looked really terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that went along with her brand.
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, oh, my
Not
God.
Not wanting to do something.
I don't want
to
do this.
Mm-hmm.
But then doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like,
mm-hmm.
like, got a reward
yeah.
at the end
yeah,
for doing it.
She thinks that everything that you have to do on the show is, like, only happening to her.
yeah.
And that, like, when she deigns to do it, then that it's, like, deserving of,
uh-huh.
yeah, whatever reward it is that she wants, which I guess is, like, Juan Pablo. It's not a reward
Ugh.
At all. And, like, she doesn't even think it's one. It's just, like, that's, like, objectively the best thing. So she's like, I want that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's annoying, and I don't think I have anything else to say about her.
I don't really either. Like, I wanted to make some jokes about them, like, going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
But
you did
I'm a little tired.
You made the joke.
I played the clip, but I didn't really have a follow-up.
You said that they went to hell. And it was funny.
I was going to ask you, like, what hotel you think they stayed at.
Oh. I don't think I would have been, like a good sounding board for that, because I'm a little... I'm not at my best right now.
So that, I don't know, that date was, like, very boring to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but he said that thing.
He's like, Nikki the nurse, how is that? No, or it was more like,
it was, how is that?
Nikki the nurse, how is that? Wait, I didn't exactly the same.
How is that?
How is that?
How is it?
But he's calling her Nikki the nurse as, like, a nickname and then asking her how it is, like, the job.
Yeah, like, how is it being Nikki the nurse?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I didn't really define myself like that until you came up with that cute little nickname.
That's what we were calling her from the first episode, too.
I guess so.
He is, like, mnemonics to remember their names.
you got to on this show.
Okay. What was next? The, like, cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
They all arrive on a boat, all the ladies, and they were all standing, and I was like, who's driving that boat? I pictured them just, like, pushing the boat.
Yeah. Or, like, they've got those, like, paddles. And they're just, like...
But, and then I saw, like, in the shadows, mm-hmm. like, someone all in black, like, paddling.
God, that's depressing.
But I was picturing them just adrift in a river. Like, and just going off. The edge of a waterfall or something.
That's a show I would watch.
Charlene jumps out
mm-hmm.
before it goes over.
Yeah.
She tries to save them.
She swims to shore and then she's the bachelorette by... She's the...
Yeah.
What do you call the winner of The Bachelor? Just the winner of The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's weird to say winner.
I know, because it's... Yeah. It, like... It's weird on a lot of levels.
But I...
Because the clear winner is The Bachelor.
Is, like, Juan Pablo?
I'm saying Juan Pablo, The Bachelor, is the winner.
Yeah.
Or anyone who is The Bachelor is the winner.
I would say whatever girl gets picked as the next Bachelorette
mm-hmm.
is the winner.
Mm-hmm.
But the true winner.
Yeah. I hope the next one is better than Dez.
I hope it's Charlene.
God. That would be... Can you imagine?
No.
That would be a game changer.
She would totally do it, I think.
This show would, like, sweep the nation.
It would be so good.
It would be so good. And imagine the guys that would, like, be on it for her.
It would be different.
I think it would be a little different. It'd be a nice change of pace.
I would love to see that.
We can only
Well,
pray.
I know she's not gonna win.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't... I don't think she feels it. As we saw in the previews
mm-hmm.
for next episode.
Mm-hmm. She straight up says that he doesn't understand her.
Yeah!
Which is, like, that's never been a sentiment echoed on that show, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Charlene. She just got it. She's totally different than everybody else.
Oh, Charlene. Ay, ay, ay.
And all he can really, like, he knows that she's different.
Yeah.
Other girls, because it's so painfully obvious.
Yeah.
He's not sure why. I'm back to thinking everything he, like, I'm back to, like, thinking he's the densest.
I think he is, too.
Most idiotic person. I was, like, for a while, a couple of weeks, I was, I don't know. I think I had, like, a better view of him.
When he was, like, falling for Charlene,
mm-hmm.
we, like, thought that he got it.
Yeah. But I think he just, like, I mean, obviously she's very beautiful, but, like, I think he does like that she's different, but he's
mm-hmm.
not, like, smart enough to articulate, like, why or, like, what. It's just, like, I think it's just, like, very, like, sort of animalistic. Like, I like the different one who doesn't like me back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like having a crush on your teacher.
Yeah.
When you're, he's like a middle school
right.
boy. He's
yeah.
like, wow, she's like my mom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She smells good and
yeah,
she's pretty.
And she says big words.
Yeah. Sure does.
Juan Pablo and Renee finally kiss.
Mm-hmm. She has to basically beg him. And it was also, like, I feel like, so, like, what happens with Claire is sort of, like, I felt like she was deeply wronged. But I felt like, sort of a similar situation was playing out here. Where he, like, has these moments of fake clarity where suddenly he's, like, on this high horse.
Yeah.
And, like, he's, like, so honorable, but he still wants to do all the shitty, like, all, like, the sexy stuff, but then, like, feels guilty about it. So he, like, puts that guilt on someone else.
Yeah.
When he's the only one feeling it. And she, like, straight up tells him, like, my son is mature for his age and 9 or 8, however old he is, and, like, he gets it. Like, he knows that
uh-huh.
I'm on the show. So, there's nothing stopping. Like, there's nothing holding us back. And then he's like, okay. And they, like, peck. Quick kiss.
Well, the music's really good when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
yeah.
play it.
Oh, my God.
I'm mature for 8, and I know that you're respecting me and Ben, and that's really, really sweet. But, like, he knows what I'm doing. He knows.
Okay.
Well, he wouldn't be
not piss at me.
Piss
okay.
at you. I mean, but he's also
okay.
you know he's.
Oh. Okay, shut up.
That's not a pet.
I'm good kissing.
I just like felt like a really fast.
Do you feel better?
And then they, like, high five.
Yeah.
Like,
ugh.
We did it. It's okay now.
But they're like, ugh. Yeah, it was a very passionless kiss.
Mm. They tried to make up for it with that music.
Yeah.
And then, so after that is when he drops the bomb on Claire. And I kind of pictured someone prompting that out of him, saying, like, making him feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if Camila saw that?
Yeah.
Like knowing that Claire would have a breakdown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think he's, like, he must be pretty easily manipulated by them.
Probably.
Yeah, you're right. That's what it is. What a dummy.
And, like, she said this. This is the first time I've been on Claire's side. Because she was like, if he thought that was disrespectful or wrong, like, he shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
He seemed so into it at the time.
I know. Now, like, let's just talk all about how, like, Claire.
Okay.
Like, we're at the point where it's okay. I think we've been...
It was the best part of the episode.
Yeah. But we're ready to talk about it. First of all, she totally dropped, like, that gross, breathy voice she'd been doing.
Yeah.
In every episode leading up to this. And was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, just, like, got so real.
She snapped. And I loved it.
Yeah, I did too. I like her so much more now.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Then why did you agree to go in the water
with
me?
Yeah, like, straight up, why did you say yes and clearly enjoy every minute of it?
I just wish she wasn't, like, crying.
I know. Because, like, she's better than that. Like, don't cry about this, loser. Like, you're onto something, and...
Yeah, she was right.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see being, like, embarrassed.
It's very embarrassing.
And I can see, like, crying, not because you're... I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just, like, an embarrassing thing.
Uh-huh.
But she knows she was right.
She, like, in... I mean, there were definitely points where she was crying, like, in the confessional. But for the most part, in the confessional, it was almost like she was looking directly at the camera and being like, what you did was wrong. And you know it. And you know you liked it. It was so good.
It was...
This is, like... This is... Why we watch, this is why we do this. Like, moments like that. Just so good.
This is what keeps us in this.
Right.
For these moments.
Yeah. Literally moments with this show, because it's 2 hours long. You're like, it's not all like this.
What else did... Oh! When she first started crying, he was like... Don't cry.
Mm-hmm.
Or else I'm not gonna tell you anything from now on.
That's why I'm saying he's controlling.
That was very controlling.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a good relationship. Just, like,
mm-hmm.
withhold your thoughts because you're afraid to see a woman cry.
Right. And, like, the way he was telling her to stop crying, like, it wasn't comforting at all.
No.
It was basically like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, listen to me. Like... Just, like, but doing it in a hushed tone so it seemed comforting and nice.
Yeah, like, it's okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore.
He couldn't handle the crying.
No.
I think he also can't really handle people not liking him. Which
yeah.
is why he cried at the rose ceremony.
Okay, yes. I was surprised to see him crying.
Mm-hmm.
Because these three girls, like, we didn't see any interaction. Mm-hmm. It was... And I wrote down the names, like, an hour before the rose ceremony. Because it was so obvious who was going home.
Yeah.
But it was Danielle, Kelly, and Allie.
Mm-hmm.
And he started crying,
mm-hmm.
saying goodbye to them.
Yeah. It's just because he felt bad. Like, he felt bad that they wouldn't like him. Not that he felt bad for them.
And Charlene was really crying.
Yeah.
I think her and Kelly were friends.
I love that.
I only say that because they were in the boat together.
They hugged fiercely.
Okay.
I think. Because the second time I watched it, I was on the lookout for that because... You'd pointed it out to me, and I hadn't really noticed. But she did seem very upset.
That's cute.
Let's just have a show about Charlene.
Like a reality show? Or a podcast?
Yeah, it's called The Charlene Show, and yeah, we'll podcast about that too. It'll be good. I don't know what it's about.
I think just straight up her life would be interesting.
I would be interested in it. And just having her go on dates.
Yeah.
And then, like, be like, you don't get me.
But not really, like, a competition show.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, a...
No, just, like, a
Kardashian.
Truman show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Truman show. She's not allowed to know that she's being filmed.
She would have a great reaction to that happening. She'd have a really good speech, I bet.
Who would we set her up with?
Oh, there's not a man in this world that's good enough. And the girl,
Thor.
The woman that Jim Carrey gets in that movie is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And he's not deserving.
No, it would be Thor.
Thor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Chris Hemsworth, but as Thor.
As Thor.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's
really
hot.
Turned on.
That's a porn I'd watch as well.
Oh, I feel like I don't know what else there is. Let me see if
there's
I have any
nothing.
Other clips.
I think I feel pretty satisfied, but yeah, maybe if you've got some good clips.
Going into tonight, I felt so good, but that conversation just blindsided me. I knew when we were in the ocean that it was a mutual feeling. There was no miscommunication, there was no misunderstanding. He was on board with everything. It's confusing, and I don't know where we go from here.
That gave me chills.
I mean,
her face, like the eyebrows she does, yeah. Like so pissed.
Stone. Oh, so good. He's such a lame coward.
Yeah.
I hate him. You know what would be a funny conclusion to this season? If all the remaining girls were like,
yeah,
that's pretty lame.
I wish that would happen.
Let's just all hang out.
But something
leave here.
Makes them fall in love
mm-hmm.
on the show. And
I think it's the cameras being on them.
So they're like, this is like a movie.
Yeah.
About me
yeah.
and him.
You're right. Oh my god. What? How sad. That's what it all boils down to, you're right.
I never really, like, thought about it exactly like
mm-hmm.
that. It's very vain.
Yeah. But that they can get so, that they can allow themselves to get so invested just for the, like that idea getting implanted into their heads. And not just, like, not just being like, yeah, I like attention, and like,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go to where I can get that, and I want to be on a reality TV show, which is more, like, honorable, and less depressing to me, than, like, allowing yourself to get, like, deluded into thinking you care.
Yeah.
Because you just want, you want to, like, live out some fantasy. Well,
wow.
On that note.
That was loaded.
Yeah. And
good
I
episode.
Like Claire now for now.
Me too. I was thinking, like, when they were, like, getting out of the ocean, she was, like, just so in love.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I feel like a baby giraffe.
Yeah, she had that kind of, she was saying such...
I was thinking,
gushy
like,
things.
When she goes home, it's gonna be, like, bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
But now, she sort of has the upper hand, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if she goes home, she's not gonna... She's already had, like, her breakdown,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what happens. Like, if she stays or...
I don't think, like, she'll be the one.
Yeah, I don't really think so now.
But we'll see.
I feel like it's gonna be Andy then.
I read an article, like a spoiler
mm-hmm.
thing, accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, like, said who the winner was,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if it's true, and I won't say it.
Because mm-hmm.
I wish I didn't read it. It's not because of who it is. It's just,
yeah.
like, I want it to be a surprise.
Yeah, I hope that's not true.
I hope it's not.
I think it's Andy. Because I don't even want to get into it. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.